Chapter 7, Secrets of Day Funding, Getting 24-Hour Fast Cash. Someone very wise in the ways of the world once said, "He who has the cash makes the rules." It's true. When you have money, you have power. People pay attention. You can close deals with no money at all, and in this chapter, I'm going to explain how you can use options, flex options, assignments, simultaneous closings, and other techniques to close your day trade deals without any money. These techniques don't work for every deal. They don't even work for half the deals. Most of the time, when you buy a house, we will close the deal with cash. Then turn around the same day and sell the house for cash. We buy and sell for cash in the same day. For example, we agree to buy a house from our motivated seller for $50,000. After we do our due diligence, we announce the house for sale to our buyers for $60,000. We set a closing date. Then at closing, we wire $50,000, which we borrowed from our checking account. Then we buy the house in the morning. The closing agent has our $50,000. In the afternoon, the buyer has wired their $60,000. And after everything has been signed, the closing agent then gives us a check for the proceeds, which we deposit into our account. We've returned the $50,000 we borrowed from our account that morning, plus a $10,000 profit. Now, this example obviously doesn't include closing costs, but I left those out to keep things simple for this example. That's how a typical day trade works. As you can see, we really didn't invest the money in real estate. We just funded the deal for a few hours between the closing in the morning when we bought the house and the closing that afternoon when we sold the house. Now, in the real world, we would probably not receive the check or wire from the closing agent until the next day because all the documents would need to be recorded before the attorney or title company could disperse the funds. But you get the idea. Show me the money. Sometimes we get a contract from the seller, and when we close, we assign the contract to the buyer and receive an assignment fee. And sometimes we can do a simultaneous closing where we use the buyer's cash to pay the seller. But what about all of the great opportunities we negotiate to buy bank-owned houses at rock-bottom prices from bank REO departments? REO departments will refuse to work with you unless you have cash. They don't allow assignments or accept options. They know you are a serious buyer when you show up with cash. Once you get some cash in your pocket, you can snatch up pre-foreclosures, bank REOs, and houses at auction. Remember, you'll need cash to close any deal that you do through a realtor, but it doesn't have to be your money. Think of all the profitable deals you'll have to pass up if you don't have access to cash. With money, you'll be able to act decisively when a good deal comes along because you know you can pull out your checkbook and write a check for the property on the spot. That said, where do you get the cash? Where you don't get the money. First, I want to tell you where not to get the money. As I mentioned previously, we're looking for overnight cash that will be out of pocket for 24 hours. We only need enough to buy a house for cash and then turn around and sell it for cash the same day. The money can then be returned to your bank account that day or the next. We don't need to go to the bank and get a mortgage. Banks are out of the question anyway because they don't lend money on houses that are in need of repair. They won't lend based on after repaired appraised value. They will typically only lend up to 80% or less of the purchase price. They are only interested in lending to investors or owner-occupants of fully repaired houses. When your investors, buyers, sell the house at retail, banks finance the purchase for the new homeowner. We don't need to get a loan from hard money lenders, private money, partners, or investors. These are the kinds of lenders that your investors' buyers will use to buy the house from you and to rehab and sell or lease it. For example, private lenders want to lend money at a fixed rate for a fixed term, usually about 12 to 15% for a year. Private lending will not work for you because your private money lender wants to sit back and collect interest for 6 to 12 months or more. But you only want the money for 24 hours to close the deal. They won't earn much interest lending you money for just one day. And hard money lenders usually charge 4 to 7 points plus 12 to 15% interest for a maximum of 1 year. It would be very expensive to use a hard money lender for just a day. You'd pay 6 points up front just to get the funds released to you, plus all their fees. Getting money from partners is just as expensive unless it is your only source. Where then does this leave us? How do we find the short-term 24-hour money we need to lock in these deals? It is not really a problem. If you have a good deal, the money will come. You'll find many sources of cash if you start looking. Just think of it this way. You don't need a lot of money, just enough to close the deal. The majority of the houses we buy are going to be cheap. Secondly, we only need the money for one day at a time. Then we return the money to the lender. Your lender can sleep like a baby knowing the money they lent in the morning is back in their coffers in 24 hours. They don't have to be concerned that you're spending their money recklessly, that cost overrides are going to wipe you out, or that some emergency will cost you more cash. All they know is that you paid them back the same day. You'll find plenty of lenders who will want to deal with you. First, let me explain how you can access some of the cheapest money on the planet, and some of it will cost you nothing to use. Borrow on your credit cards. Credit cards are a good source of funds if you use them correctly. Most credit cards come with checks. So using your credit card is as simple as writing a check. Maybe right now you don't have enough credit cards or high enough credit limits to fund a closing with them. But you can apply for more cards and get credit limit increases on the others to build your available cash. One of my students has $250,000 in available credit on his credit cards. Now, whenever he needs cash for a day trade, he writes a check. He doesn't have to fill out an application or qualify. As a card member, all he has to do is use the funds that the bank has made available to him. You can also request to have your current credit limits increased. To raise the credit limit on a card, just call the credit card company and request a credit limit increase. If they ask why, tell them you are expecting to spend more using the card. Tell them you are going to use it for business expenses. If you have a $5,000 credit limit, ask them to raise it to $10,000. If you have a $10,000 credit limit, ask them for a $25,000 or more credit limit. They might give it to you right away, or they might check your credit. Keep your credit good, and you won't have any problem. Only do this on 2 or 3 cards a month because too many inquiries on your credit report will lower your score. Also, apply for some of the credit card offers that come in the mail or search the internet for the best deals. Some come with no annual fees, long grace periods, and low interest. I like to use the reward cards because I get frequent flyer miles. That's very important given the high cost of air travel these days. Some cards offer 5% cash back and no interest introductory offers. If you don't have good credit, you can find a friend or relative that has cash or credit cards or has good credit to apply for the credit cards for your use. Always pay them back the same day or within 24 hours. Borrow on life insurance. If you own a life insurance policy that you've been paying on for a number of years, you can get a loan within days for up to 100% of the cash surrender value. And the rates are very low. Just be sure to pay it back and never put it at risk. Borrow on your home. If you have equity in your home, arrange for a home equity line of credit. A home equity line of credit, or HELOC, is great because you get approved, close the loan, and the money is ready for your use. When you have a deal, you simply use one of the checks or debit cards they give you. The good news is you do not pay interest unless you use the money. I actually have a HELOC with a $935,000 line at prime minus a quarter, which is a great rate. This is the cheapest money you can get. Use your self-directed IRA. Yes, you can use your IRA and other retirement accounts to fund your deals. But there are some restrictions on this. First, you have to have a self-directed retirement account from a custodian like Equity Trust, Camaplan, or Quest IRA. I have had an account with all of them for years. They are all great to work with and very well known among real estate investors. Once you set up an account and either transfer an existing IRA to them or fund a new one, you can then start using the money in the IRA to buy properties. Remember that when buying real estate with your self-directed IRA, you cannot have a mortgage on it unless it is a non-recourse loan. These can be difficult to get, so here is how we use our IRA to buy property. You can use it when day trading a property that requires all cash. You simply make your offers in the name of the retirement account, such as Equity Trust FBO, which means for the benefit of, and then your name as the buyer. In fact, the custodian will show you what to do. Then your IRA will send the funds to the closing agent, and when you sell the house the same day to another investor and collect your fee, it goes right back into your IRA. If you have a traditional IRA, this transaction will be tax deferred, and if you have a Roth IRA, it will be totally tax free. You can use it when buying with an option if you only have a small amount of money in your IRA. More about options later. Here's another way to buy using your IRA. If you are buying a property you can assign, you can buy it in the name of your IRA and then assign the contract to another investor. The money you used for a deposit comes from the IRA, and the money you make when you assign it goes back into your IRA as well. This is a great way to take a small amount of money and build it to a large IRA account. Another good idea I have used as well is to find another investor who also has a self-directed IRA and loan each other money at a good rate of return. Then it's like getting the same rate of return on your IRA, or borrowing the money is free. Here's another idea for growing your IRA quickly. As you start buying and selling more and more houses, I would suggest that for every 5 to 10 houses you day trade, you buy one in your IRA. This is very easy to do. Here's a way you could fund your kids' college and prepare for retirement as well. Once you get going in your day trading business, you could open up an education savings account, ESA, for your kids, a simple IRA for your business, and even the new solo 401k or health savings account, HSA, for healthcare. If your children are old enough, you could actually put them on the payroll and fund an IRA for them. See your CPA for more details on this information. Warning, do not go to your brokerage firm and try to get them to do this. They'll tell you that it's impossible. They will carefully explain that they know everything about self-directed IRAs because they handle them for many of their clients. And they'll say they've never heard of anyone ever using a self-directed IRA to buy real estate. They might even claim it's illegal. Don't listen to them. They do not do it because they are not set up to handle the accounting for real estate assets, but it is perfectly legal. You can Google it to find out more or visit one of the custodians I previously mentioned. What they don't tell you is that they have carefully designed their IRAs to include only their investments, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, CDs, and money market funds they offer. What they offer are not true self-directed IRAs. The rules governing self-directed IRAs are much broader than they would lead you to believe. Have your self-directed IRA transferred to a custodian who knows and understands buying and selling real estate through a self-directed IRA. Sell personal possessions on eBay or Craigslist. Do you own a second car, truck, boat, motorcycle, home, or summer home? Raise cash by selling it through Craigslist or on eBay. Tap into all your accumulated possessions that are non-essential: an extra TV, computer, music system, sports equipment, fishing gear, golf club, camping, hunting gear, books, CDs, furniture, coins, and jewelry. Put it all for sale if you're not using it. Add all the proceeds into your fund. You can replace these items with new ones once you start day trading two or three properties a month and earning multiple $5,000 plus paydays. Selling things on Craigslist or eBay is easy and fast. And you get much more money than you would if you tried to sell to pawn shops, at flea markets, in classified ads, or in yard sales. My wife sells literally anything on eBay, and she only works a few hours a week. She makes more money than she did when she was a school teacher. She started out selling things around the house we no longer were using. Now she goes to yard sales and buys things and resells on eBay at a profit. Be sure to put all the proceeds into a special account for saving money to fund your deals. Keep at it, and it won't be long until you are just a few sales away from having enough money to make deposits and day trade houses. Soon, you'll have the cash to do assignment and option deals. Peer-to-peer lending and crowdfunding sites. Peer-to-peer lending are financial transactions occurring directly between individuals or peers without the intermediation of a traditional financial institution. When you look at it carefully, you will realize that this is how lending was done centuries ago before banks emerged and became the norm. Communities borrowed and invested directly with its members. The internet has now made this concept available to virtually anyone, offering an opportunity for borrowers to get better rates and investors to earn better returns. There are websites that match people up for this. You can borrow up to $25,000 on each loan you make, depending on the website. Lenders on these sites decide whether or not to lend to a particular individual based on the borrower's credit scores and amount of current debt. But these sites are different from banks because the decision is based on personal factors that bankers don't usually consider. For example, if you have a compelling reason for requesting the loan, it could carry weight with some lenders. Also, sharing a hobby in common will sway certain lenders to take a chance on lending to you. You get a chance to tell your story and get people to understand your situation. In fact, some of the websites allow you to join specific groups of people, which helps your chances of getting a loan. For example, you may be a school teacher, and if you join a group of school teachers, you will have a better chance of getting a loan. Once you explain what you do and that you are not only not going to spend the money, but instead return it to your checking account the same day, many lenders will be impressed and feel secure lending to you. These loans are reported to the credit bureaus and will show up on your credit report. The rates can vary depending on your credit and what you plan to do with the loan. They usually grade you based on your application, but remember, in day trading, the cost of funds is not the issue. The availability of funds is much more important, and peer-to-peer sites offer you a ready source for fast cash. Crowdfunding. Crowdfunding is based on the same concept. However, it is more geared to investing in a new venture or a business. It originated to help communities, political campaigns, and disaster relief projects. More recently, it has been used for entrepreneurs to start a new business or launch a career as an artist. There are also real estate-specific peer-to-peer and crowdfunding websites. These sites help investors to raise money to do their real estate deals. Depending on the amount of money you need, you may want to start with the ones that work with real estate investors. Below are a list of the most popular peer-to-peer and crowdfunding websites, both generic and real estate specific. Prosper.com, LendingClub.com, Zopa.com, Kickstarter.com, GoFundMe.com, Indiegogo.com, PeerStreet.com, Real-Crowd.com, RealtyMogul.com, RealtyShares.com, AcquireRealEstate.com, LendingHome.com, RoughStock.com, PatchOfLand.com, FundThatFlip.com, 1031Crowdfunding.com, CrowdStreet.com, CityFunders.com, microlending.com and earlyshares.com. Microlending and small business loans online. Small business loans. Fund your deals with a small business loan. Business loans can be much easier to get than personal loans, and they are obtainable even if your credit is weak. In addition, interest rates are lower, the banks require you to pay off the loans less frequently, the loans are easier to renew, and business loans receive more favored treatment at the bank. The reason is that business loans are generally less risky than personal loans. When someone borrows money for personal reasons, he or she usually spends the money. The money is gone and must be repaid from personal income. Business loans are much different. The proceeds are invested in the business to produce income and make a profit. The income is then used to repay the loan with interest. Short-term business loans are the easiest and fastest to get. The bigger the amount and the longer the term, the more cautious the bank becomes. They want to be your lender, not your partner. For this reason, you will find it much easier to obtain a short-term loan for your business. You must have a business, a corporation, LLC, or S-Corp. These are easy to form. Microlending. Microlending organizations are a great source for very small companies that have been turned down by banks. Many commercial banks will not make commercial loans under $50,000. Generally, they are unwilling to take the risk of investing in very small startup businesses and avoid loans that are not fully secured by collateral. Microlending was created to fill this gap. A microloan is $25,000 or less made to a company with five or fewer employees. The industry average microloan is $12,000. There are 600 to 700 microlenders currently in operation in the United States. Most get their funding from federal, state, and local grants, along with donations from private philanthropy, including religious, minority, and women's groups. There are many companies that offer microlending and small business loans online in minutes. Some can be closed in just a few days. I've seen loan amounts anywhere from $2,000 to as much as $500,000 and anywhere in between. Some lines of credit are just that, an unsecured line of credit. Some, however, are tied to a credit card. Some even get you approved for multiple credit cards, which is the way they are able to get large lines. There are a lot of them, and you can simply Google the keywords unsecured business line of credit. However, below is a list of the most popular right now. Be sure to add these to your bookmarks under the category of real estate funding. Cabbage.com with a K. Lendio.com. LendingClub.com. MyBusinessLoan.com. Toro.com. Foundation.com. Axion.com. RapidAdvance.com. And OnDeck.com. Real estate day funding. Instead of looking for private lenders, look for what are called day funders. In day funding, you only need a small amount of money, about $50,000, to complete most of your day trades. You could offer your day funder an overnight interest rate of 1%. On $50,000, that would be $500 that is fully backed by a mortgage on the property until paid in full the same day. What could be easier and more profitable for an investor? I can tell you there are many private investors who would love to day fund this deal. Private investors usually lend money at 12% per year. If they lend $50,000, they would make $500 in interest per month, but you are offering them $500 to borrow $50,000 for 24 hours, and you are going to do three or four deals a month. And there's much less risk. Day funders have complete control of their money 29 days out of the month. At the end of the day, the money is safely back in the day funder's account, earning interest. The day funder's funds held in escrow are refundable if the deal doesn't close. The investor has peace of mind knowing that his or her money is always under the control of the closing agent. You can easily cover the cost of this day funder fee by accounting for the $500 cost of funding in your instant property analysis, and thereby lowering your maximum allowable bid on the property by $500. So, after closing, you'll collect $5,500 and give $500 to the lender, keeping $5,000 for yourself. If you can't find day funders to make you 24-hour loans for $500, then you could offer them $1,000 to $2,000 or even half of your profit if you have to in order to get the deal closed. Just remember, I would rather have a little of something than all of nothing. There are many people with money who would like to lend it out at an excellent rate of return. They basically fall into two classes, the sophisticated investor and the unsophisticated saver. I call the sophisticated investors angels. They have a long track record of investing in small startup companies in commercial and residential real estate. Some specialize in single family houses. They usually participate as private lenders. The kind of deal you are offering them is very appealing. You won't have to explain or convince them to get into the deal. They'll either do it or they won't. It depends most on the kinds of deals they want to do. Savers are a different brand altogether. They are used to savings accounts, certificates of deposits, CDs, mutual funds, money market funds, and the like. Most have 401ks and IRAs and are used to the investments being pushed on them by the banks and brokerages. If they are new to real estate, it may take a little more explaining and handholding to deal with them. How do you find money? A lot of people suggest having seminars and luncheons to find money. I do not think you need to do this to find a day funder. It's too complicated and time consuming. You have to get your priorities straight. Are you looking for houses or are you looking for money? You really want to be looking for houses. So you want to go the fastest, cheapest, quickest way to get the funds to close your deal so you can concentrate on buying property to get your day trading machine up and running. Finding and dealing with angels is the easiest and fastest way to get your day funding. Most angels operate through business associates and friends and invest close where they live. The easiest way and least costly way to find a lender is to network. Start publicizing your day funding deals at your local real estate investors association events. Go in and find out who the players are, who is buying and selling property, and ask all of them to tell you about the individuals with money to lend. Make a flyer describing your type of deals and give it to everyone who's interested. The neat thing about dealing with angels is that you do not have to be concerned about being self-employed, what your debt ratio is, your credit, or your experience, because the investor is basically investing their money in the property itself with you standing behind the deal. Because angels tend to congregate in the same social and business circles, once you have two or three individuals day funding your deals and getting a good return on their funds, these angel investors will tell their friends. It won't be long before you have other angels contact you about loaning out their money to you for a day at a time and a good rate of return. In order to attract private money in the beginning, you are going to need a credibility kit or at least some information on who you are, what you have done, where you have bought and sold property. Especially show how much the day funder made on each deal. If you have not done that, you need to team up with somebody and get a couple of deals under your belt so you can build your credibility kit pretty quickly. You want to be able to prove to them that you can keep their money safe while earning a good rate of return. If you don't find a day funder in your local real estate group, then you should network with other business groups. In your local area, there are hundreds of people with money to lend who are always on the lookout for a good opportunity. They don't all belong to the real estate association. Networking in your community has two stages. The first stage is to attend events sponsored by various business groups, the Chamber of Commerce, Rotary Club, Kiwanis, Optimist Club, JC's, and so on. Investment clubs are also good places to meet potential lenders. Be sure to attend the events that allow you to mix and mingle with the other guests so that you can make new contacts and avoid events that feature speakers but do not allow you to meet people and expand your network. You can also use this opportunity to network for buyers and sellers to add to your database. Pay special attention to the events put on by the many entrepreneur groups that are springing up all across the country. These kinds of groups are usually very keen on networking, and many of the guests are suppliers of capital. Your goal in attending these events is strictly business. You're attending for the purpose of making contact with individuals who can lend money to your company or who know someone who can lend money to fund your deals. People like bankers, attorneys, accountants, management consultants, financial planners, realtors, and insurance brokers are very good contacts because they often know when one of their clients is looking for a place to invest some money. Once you've broken the ice at a business mixer, it won't be hard to get appointments to present your deal to some viable prospects. You can find many networking meetings online at meetup.com. Also, do some non-business related networking. Churches and clubs are also a great place to look for lenders. Going to the same church, belonging to the same club, or living in the same neighborhood gives you something in common. Many of the people you see every day have some cash or a portfolio they would like to get a better rate of return on. One of the best and quickest ways I know to get funding is this. Every time you meet someone new or see someone, even at the gas pumps or in the store or elevator, ask them what they do for a living. After they reply, example, I'm an engineer, they will always ask you what you do for a living. That's your cue to say, I help engineers become wealthy through investing in real estate. Then this opens the door for you to tell them about what you do and how they can invest passively with you to earn a good rate of return. A lot of people like to invest their own IRA money. If they are willing to get a self-directed IRA at a company like previously mentioned, they can invest their money with you, loaning it out for a day at a time, and get a fabulous rate of return, much greater than the amount they are getting with the stock market or mutual funds. How to get the names of angel investors in your area? One of the easiest ways to find private lenders fast, and not a lot of people will tell you this, is to ask around your real estate club and find the names of investors who are using private lenders. Once you find out the names of other investors who use private money for their deals, you simply get their company name. Now, all you have to do is search the courthouse records for properties they have purchased using their private lender. Their lender's name is right on the mortgage or deed of trust. Then you can contact them to see if they would like to also become one of your day funders since they are already making loans on investment property. Consider partners carefully. Real estate day funders are not partners. Silent partners usually get 50% of the profits for putting up 100% of the money. In day funding, you don't need long-term money and you don't need partners except as a last resort. They take too much of the profits for what they offer. All you need is money for 24 hours to close the deal. You don't need a partner involved in your business. If you are going to have a partner, make sure that your partner has something unique to contribute to the partnership other than just money. If all they have is money, then you should just pay them for the use of it.